Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy. Committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
How often do you think about the longevity of things you create? A lot of the stuff we might make with our hands probably have some sort of shelf life. But our next guest creates with copper, and his works of art are meant to stand the test of time. Mark Fisher is a contemporary sculptor and member of the Oneida Nation of Green Bay Turtle Clan. He's recently completed a couple of public installations, including a depiction of indigenous culture near Stevens Point at Lake Emily Park. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
What got you into working with copper as a medium for sculpture, Mark?
It was just antibacterial, antiviral. It's safe for all occasions, and it just seemed like the right element to work with.
One of the things I love about copper, at least sometimes, is how it ages and changes in color over the years, but still looks pretty cool. Is that something you see happening as your outdoor works go through the decades?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It turns so absolutely beautiful when the patina really takes over the sculpture. And the ones that I installed by Lake Emily were patinaed by me prior, but the patina continues to age and get more and more brilliant to a turquoise color. And so that's another reason to work with it, is its beauty.
Can you tell us about the installation at Lake Emily Park? This is near Stevens Point. Can you paint us a picture, first of all?
It's a beautiful, beautiful area. As I went through it, there's dancing grounds that were been there for over 500 years. You can see just everywhere on how natives had lived there, with a very large burial ground with lots and lots of mounds. It was very a spiritual experience for me to be there. And so when the people from Lake Emily wanted to honor the natives that lived there for well over 500 years, I would say probably well over 1,000 years, that there was Ray Ricer, Dr. Ray Ricer, was the lead person there, and he was an archaeologist that oversaw all things that happened there. And Karen Ann Hoffman, she's on the Wisconsin Arts Board and also an Oneida Indian. And they, you know, told me of this special spot. And when I went there, I just couldn't believe how beautiful the spot was.
And then your sculpture there is called The Sustainers. Can you tell us a little bit about what it looks like and what it represents?
Well, the Sustainers for the Oneidas are the three sisters. And the three sisters' names are Corn, Beans, and Squash. And the Corn is the big, strong girl. And the Beans crawl up around her. And the Beans, or the Squash, keeps the ground moist and weed free. And those three are always together. And so it was something I felt was important to, you know, for everybody to know that that's how we typically grow food, with those three together. And I also brought fish into the picture too on that piece. And the fish was designed to be, to show that we also, you know, used fish, and, you know, being Lake Emily, I felt incorporating that was real important.
And before this piece, you worked on an installation in downtown Green Bay called Among the Aspens. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Oh, Among the Aspens was a beautiful thing. When Green Bay had come to me and asked about what I thought community was without talking about humans, and I instantly responded, well, it has to be aspens. And they're going, well, why aspens? And I says, because their inner roots are all connected. They talk to each other. They grow in groups. And the oldest tree in America is an 80,000-year-old aspen tree in Fish Creek, Utah. Aspens never hibernate. They continue to grow all winter long. They lose their leaves, but they continue to grow, in which the animals of the forest can take advantage of having, you know, fresh sap and fresh bark to be able to eat. And so the aspens is true, you know, it's a community tree. It's what represents humans. and in in plant form.
What do you hope people take away from seeing and interacting with these public sculptures you have out in these prominent places?
Well, the ones in Green Bay, I wanted to show the past, the present, and the future of Green Bay. And the Oneida Indians have been living in Green Bay area for well over 200 years and felt that we're a strong part of the community. So I drew in petroglyphs and pictographs that we know of or what they mean, because some of them we don't know what they mean. And so these petroglyphs or pictographs that are on each piece are all highlighted real bright. But they talk about, you know, where Green Bay's going, and Green Bay's going in the right spot. And the same thing with Lake Emily. What really wonderful people that want to make a difference in their communities do this type of thing. You know, they put up a monument to remind us all on how we should be taking care of Wisconsin.
Mark, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thanks for the interview. I appreciate it, and I'm glad to let people know a little bit more about Native Americans.
That's Mark Fisher, contemporary sculptor, member of the Oneida Nation of Green Bay. We talked to him today about a couple of his latest art installations, as you heard, in Green Bay and near Stevens Point.